Okay, NC5R Robert, an important part of the family for sure, and you know, it's only a dotted line. It's we're all one big family, really. Go ahead, Robert.
NC5R, College Station, Texas. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Paul and Debbie. Everyone else who's going to check in. It's Friday, and so we have a chance to relax a little bit. I think Vicky's going to a pool party tomorrow, but I've got another commitment, so I'm going to be at home on Zoom. And we played a nice gig yesterday, had a really good audience, and we enjoyed it, and they enjoyed it, so it was a win-win for everyone. And things are going okay otherwise. I've about decided I'm going to order parts and pieces and build yet one more all-star node, a radio-less node. So I'm trying to pull things together and see if I'm really going to do this or not. My goodness, things have gotten expensive compared to what they used to be when it comes to buying Raspberry Pis. They've really gone up in price, as has just about every piece of electronics right now. Anyway, I'll say my 73 and wish everybody a good weekend, and I'll turn it back to Ned. Paul, appreciate you doing it. Nice to hear all of the additional people checking in. This is NC5R, College Station, Texas. I'll be clear.
Well, Robert, I have to say, we really appreciate when you take the time to check in. There are two mediums, I guess, that definitely make the world a better place. Amateur radio is one. It crosses all boundaries and crosses all divisions, and it brings us all together. And the other one is music. Music definitely makes the world better, definitely brings people together, and definitely makes the world a better place. So, Robert, you're covering both bases. You're a great operator and a fine musician, so thank you. You make the world better, too. How about that? And I'm a fan of All-Star as well, so good luck with all that, the All-Star business. Great to hear you, Robert. Thank you. And Warren, KF2WV, I know it crosses all the boundaries, so it's a Canada-wide net, but you're more than welcome. You're part of the family for sure. Go ahead, Warren.
Well, good morning, Paul. Good morning, everybody on the net and all the listeners. This is KF2WV, and it is a beautiful morning here in Cedarville, New York. We are currently 14 degrees Celsius. About 55 degrees, I think that is. And we're going to get to 25 degrees Celsius, which is around, I don't know, 76, 70, I'm not quite sure. But anyhow, enjoying the net, as always. I like this net. Everybody's really friendly. And, Paul, I think you missed KC1WXP. I heard him in there, and he got lost, so. But other than that, I'm not up to a lot. My wife's got to bring my son over here so he can do his laundry because he can't do his laundry at home. And, that's about the highlight of the day. So I'll get back to you on the 7-3 round, Paul. This is KF2WV.
Well, thank you, Warren. But I have to repeat again, there will not be a 73 round. If you want to recheck with a second thought, you're more than welcome to do that. Or if you want to come in at the end of the net with a comment, that's great. But I don't think we'll have time for a round two. We won't have time, I don't think, for a 73 round. So I don't know. This Friday business is an experiment, but that's what we're trying to do. And we want to make room for everybody to check in wherever they are. So we have certain time restraints, so there will only be a one round with additional rechecks if necessary. And yes, we do have Chris on the list, WXP. We'll catch up with him shortly. Thank you, Warren. I hope you have a really good weekend. We'll talk to you soon. VE3, IEL, Bob, a net controller for the Campfire Net, and an awesome net it is. Go ahead, Bob.
VE3 IFC, it's Bob, VE3 IEL, here on Romaine Street. We got a blue sky there this morning in Romaine Street. And I want to thank all those folks that checked in last night to the Campfire Net. Appreciate that. And a big hello to all those folks that are checking in and have checked in, and some friendly voices for sure. So there you go, Paul, and hello to the folks that are listening in, and I'll turn it back to you from VE3IEL, Bob, on Romaine Street.
Thank you, Bob. You do a great job with the Campfire Net. And thank you for making time, making space for me to join you on at the campfire last night. It was good of you to allow me to be a part of it. It was a privilege, Bob. Thank you. And it's a great net for sure. VE1, EP, Emil. A great ambassador for the hobby, for sure. Go ahead, Emil.
Yeah, very good there, Paul. Well, you set a great example as well. And like I always say in ham radio, we can't make people do what they do. All we can do is set the example, and you set a great example, Paul. But I will make a short announcement. We're looking for some operators that can help us monitor the dashboards. We have three dashboards that we'd like to try to monitor, and it takes volunteers to do that. So if you're interested in volunteering and learning all about what the dashboards are all about, please check out my QRZ, drop me a line, and we'll walk you through the whole process. Thanks, Paul. And you're doing a great net. One Echo, Papa Portable Halifax, we're clear.
Well, thank you, Emil. But, you know, we're a family, as I often say. And if there's any credit, it goes equally to all who check in. I just get to call the shots a little bit, but... I'm surrounded by good people, so thank you, and you're one of my good people. Can I put it that way, Emil? So thank you. I appreciate all you do. You do a lot to advance the hobby and to extend the that we're all family, and we're all here to support each other for sure. And that's the purpose of all nets, I think, and this professional loafers net especially, because. Like I say, on Friday, we've opened up to Canada-wide and, of course, south of the border and actually anywhere in the world. So thank you, Emil. We'll talk to you soon, I hope. Stop for a minute, and then after a pause, we'll go to KC1 UGK, Ed. If you just give it a pause, and then come on in, Ed.
Good morning, Paul. Great job, as usual. And morning, everybody else on the net. And one UGK. And this is how most of the nets I've been on are run. We do a initial check-in, and we don't do a 7-3. And then we, as the net goes on, we ask if you have any comments or rechecks just to come back in. But, you know, this is the way the nets are run. and that I've been on. It's not a big deal. They all run differently, and there is a different process. So no right or wrong. Anyway, 66 degrees here and 92% humidity. It's overcast. We had about 0.5 inches of rain last night. Not much. Not expecting any today. It's supposed to be overcast most of the day. So nothing to do today. Yesterday we watched two of the granddaughters at their place there while their parents were working for about 4 or 5 hours. And my wife played referee between the two grandchildren's and grandkids, granddaughters and myself. We played a couple games, and I had to be, she had to referee me. And we'll leave that one alone. So she had one adult and three children. And if I could get the call sign of that individual that was talking about dashboards, I would appreciate it. Anyway, back to net. Everybody have a great day, and thanks for the net. KC1UGK, back to net control.
Yeah, thank you, Ed. His name is Emil Echo Mike India Lima, and his call sign is VE1 Echo Papa, VE1EP. And if you go to his website, if you go to his QRZ page, VE1EP, you'll get all the information that he's talking about, and a whole bunch more, too. So, yeah, do you want to confirm that? You got that, Ed? Go ahead. You copy that information. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've got Emil, and it's Victor Echo 1 Echo Papa. And yes, I will go out and take a look at QRZ and take a look at that. Always looking for more, since I don't do HF, always looking for more ways to do things. Thank you.
Fine business, Ed, and thank you, Ed. You do a great job of net control as well, and you're right. Different nets have different protocols depending on the primary purpose. So, yeah, I appreciate what you said. There's no right, there's no wrong. We all have the same heart. We want to make the world better in any way we can. So, fine business. Just a reminder, pause and I'll come right back. Just stand by. Yeah, for anyone who's just joined us, this is the Professional Loafers Net. And it happens every weekday morning, 8:30 local time, made possible by the Peterborough Amateur Radio Club. They have a network of repeaters, and Fridays, today being a Friday, the network is connected to the Parkland Amateur Radio Club in Saskatchewan, the Saskborn System, 420 Network, and the Canada Hub. And we're doing that to open the door for any stations anywhere who might need assistance or moral support, practical support, areas of flooding and fires and other distressful situations. So we want to leave the door open if we can for any priority traffic. Any stations want to check in to join us. So appreciate leaving a pause between transmissions, especially for priority traffic. Okay, that being said, we're going to go to Cape Breton. Really good guy in Cape Breton, VE1. Charlie Mike Delta. Corey, go ahead.
Yeah, VE1, Charlie Mike Delta, VE1 CMD here. Corey, back to you there, pal. You're doing a fabulous job there on the net there. Hello to everybody out there. All